James, can you hear me?
How about now?
There we are. Now I got you. That was weird. I don't know what happened. You were talking and then you were gone.
I have a nice expensive headset that chooses to disconnect the phone and not reconnect the phone and a whole bunch of
I'm familiar.
Yeah, no, modern technology is not so modern sometimes.
Oh my god.
So my point was, so what I'm looking at for SEO is to, I guess, gradually pick the business back up from, you know, where it's at now and kind of go into SEO and then get it stronger in probably the next year. So I don't need a heavy, you know, SEO presence right now. Cause I won't be able to handle, a whole lot of extra work. Anyways, I'm already booked out 2 months with jobs coming in.
Nice.
So, what I want to try and do is have it set up so that by this time next year, I can have 2 to 3 times the amount of work coming in so I can accommodate having a journeyman electrician working with me.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. I like your plan, truly. I think you're onto something, and it looks, you know, I was going to ask you too, if you had been busy, because there seemed to be a high search volume there. So
yes.
I mean, you're in a good spot. So as far as local, and actually, you know what? I want to run something else by you before we, if we could table local for just a minute and come back to it. I don't want to lose sight of it because I think you do need it. But there's something else that's come on the scene. I don't know if you're aware of. Have you heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
Yes. So I do know of Google Guaranteed.
Okay, good, good. Have you done any digging into what it does and how it works?
So, again, the same guys that I've been working with, they've mentioned it before. The only thing that kind of deterred me was the price for it. But they had explained so that, now, I know there's 2 versions of this, and I'm not sure which one you're pointing at, but there's Google Guaranteed as far as your business gets listed in one of the top 2 or 3 positions. When people scroll down, they see your business first. Now, that one's not bad, but a lot of people, especially local to me, they just kind of skip over those top ones because they see the word ad next to it, and it throws them away. The other one I'm aware of. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, keep going. I'll
so
circle back.
Other, okay. The other one that I was going to say was I know of Google Targeted Ads, where you would pick a location and you would put your business as a hotspot, essentially. So when you target that location, you pay for that location, and Google will put your business in people's search engines and for people's listing, your listing up on Google. So even if you're 20 miles away and you want to put yourself in a hot town, you can pick that town and pay for that service, but you're paying for that location specifically. So you would have to pick different locations and pay differently for different locations.
Almost. You almost got it. And I think we are talking about two different things. So the Google Guaranteed are, so I just did a search, electrician Pepper Almas, just to get something up on screen. So the first things across the top of the page are rectangular boxes that say Google Guaranteed inside of those. And then typically right below that is the pay-per-click where it says ad in front of it. So the Google Guaranteed, the ones that sit across the top, it's a relatively new program, and it's actually been really successful. And I was just looking, it's not available everywhere for every service category, but it is in your zip code and surrounding and for your category. And the lead fees are cheap. I mean, I was actually shocked at how low they are. The leads only go to you, first of all. And I'm bringing it up because I noticed you were at one point on Angie's and Home Advisor. And I can probably imagine how it worked out. Well.
I actually like those companies.
Wow. So you did well on Angie's then?
Yes. Currently I'm in the middle of, paying a late payment for them, so if I don't pop up at the moment, that's why. I love using Angie's List and Home Advisor. The way that people don't look at it is they don't look at it as a marketing budget. So you set your budget at Angie's yep. List, and they have, let's say, 600 maximum. If you set your 600 budget maximum, you should set that 600 as a marketing budget for your business, not necessarily per lead. So you should always expect to pay $600 a month and not get a return on it.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Wow. So
that's where contractors fail, because they look at it and they're like, well, I paid $70 for a lead and I didn't get the job.
Exactly. That makes the next lead that they do get cost $140 looking at it.
Right, because now they think they have to look at making that money back. They don't put it in retrospect as it's supposed to be, like I do for Yelp. I pay $550 a month on average for Yelp, so I set $600 aside for budget for Yelp.
Makes perfect sense. Absolutely. So the Google guaranteed, the guaranteed part comes in, Google backs you with basically insurance, which, for lack of a better word, it gives you credibility that Google is willing to back you with their own insurance policy. So the leads only go to you, nobody else, and invalid leads you don't pay for. So if it's outside of your service area for something you don't do, all you have to do is let us know, and you're not charged for those leads. So the lead fee for you out there is $20 each, same every time. There's no fluctuation in it. So regardless, if you take a service panel upgrade versus a whole house wiring, your cost is still the same per lead at 20. Now, on the Google Guaranteed, they do have a monthly minimum ad spend, which, I'm surprised how low it is. I've seen them as high as 1,000. Yours is only 261. And at that 261, that would net you about 13 good solid leads every month that are only going to you. And if, for some reason, if you're too busy, you can't take on anymore, you can put it on pause anytime you want. And let's say, so think of the 261 as a debit account for a second. You put that 261 in as your minimum ad budget. This month, you only take two leads. So it's $40, $20 a piece. You next month then only need to replenish the 40 that you used to get you back to up to the 261 going into the next month. So you're not just charged the 261 month over month over month. Now, if you want to take all of those 13 leads and go with the 261 budget, you can. You can also up your budget. If you wanted to double it, so would that be right around $500? Would net you about 26 good solid leads every month. And there are not many people using the Google Guaranteed where you're at right now. I see Village Electric, TF Electric, Spalding Electric. Those guys probably ring a bell.
Yeah. Oh, I know each one of them.
Okay. Perfect. So, putting you on Google Guaranteed will put you right up there on the top. And what they found with the Google Guaranteed program is you're catching people right. I mean, you couldn't catch them any hotter. It's right when they're looking, right when they need your service. And they're going, oh, well, Google backed them. They've got 5-star reviews. I'm just calling them. So it makes them a good solid lead when they come through.
Okay. Now, does that put that ad word next to it, or is that a different spot?
Nope. It's almost right under, well, it is right underneath the search bar. So first thing above the ads. And no, it doesn't say ad next to it. You actually get a little green check mark, and it says Google Guaranteed. And in other words, that Google has guaranteed your work.
Yep. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep. Nope. Definitely. Okay. I just want to make sure, because when I keep seeing those, the first thing I think of is ad, and people are like,
Exactly.
Out here, everybody's kind of like, local business support. Everybody wants to, work with local because they like the local companies. I got an 800 number, and I lost.
Oh, wow. Well, and
I went with using Answer Connect as an outside third-party source where I had them answering all my phone calls and then sending me, voicemails and everything during the day. I got an 800 number thinking, okay, well, I'll get 1-800-MASTIN-1. And when I got it, nobody wanted to call it.
Oh, wow. Wow, well, that's interesting.
All the local people stayed away from it. I was getting called out of town because people out of town didn't mind. They wanted it. But, you know, within my, you know, local 25-mile area, I wasn't getting
right.
as much work.
Well, and, you know, there's been a big buying shift, too, post-pandemic. During the pandemic, people started really wanting to support their local businesses more. I mean, it's one of the biggest shifts I've ever seen. And so they started working extra hard to try and find those companies that were local, that weren't the franchises and the guy they couldn't look in the eye. So that makes perfect sense. I mean, I wouldn't have foreseen it to stop you from setting up an 800 number, but knowing that buying shift, it makes perfect sense. Now, James, are you doing, I know you've got a Facebook page. Actually, your personal page came up. Do you have a business page for the company?
So I do have a business Facebook page. I don't frequent with it right now because I haven't really, it's not that I haven't needed it. It's just for the fact that it's been kind of one of those in limbo with the amount of work I've got keeping up with it. I'm waiting to get somebody in office so that I can actually have somebody do more of my, I guess you would consider it web development type situations.
Gotcha. Posts and things like that for you, probably.
Yeah, keeping it fresh, because I know, again, more with the Google Analytics, this Facebook page is attached to Google, so if my Facebook page is active, my business is active on Google, which gives me better exposure.
Exactly.
I've done my research with this stuff.
Good. I am glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. So, actually, and as we've been talking, I've kind of, in my head anyway, I'm about to write it on paper, I think what's going to work perfectly as a package for you. So we could do the Google Guaranteed. We should talk a little bit about the MAP programming because that would be included with it. So the local MAP programming is we do all of the backlinking, all of the directory submissions. So I know you're on a lot of the directories already. We hit up to about 60. So what we'll do, since you're already on, you're already on Yelp, MapQuest, you've got a lot of them already. We won't have to do those submissions. We'll check them to make sure everything's clean. We run a name and address cleanup tool. So we'll check them. If anything is off and doesn't match, but it pertains to you, we'll go in and fix those listings. And then we'll fill in any blanks. So if there are missing directories out of our 60, then we'll go through and fill in the blanks on those. And then we do the programming between website and Google Business Profile, of course, so that when anyone is searching you, you come up right in the map on the first page. And then they're able to just click and call you directly from there. And map searches that result in a click to call you. Calls and clicks are unlimited. We don't charge for them. We report on them. You'll actually have a detailed reporting system, so you can go in anytime, see where searches were performed from, what they were searching for, missed calls, how many calls and clicks you're getting, all of that information that you want to successfully run your business and grow it. Now, I know you've got a website, and it looks great. I mean, I absolutely love it. One of the things that's included, if you're interested, is that we can upgrade or rebuild, I should say, your website for you. We'll build it, of course, so it's Google compliant and optimized, still using your logo, still using the website address that you already own. I'd want a Google tool on there to help you gather Google reviews because, I mean, you're already, you've got 25-star reviews. Bumping those up, in fact, let me look at these other guys that are sitting there. What have they got?
Okay. There's a couple of guys that are over 100, but most of the guys locally to me don't even have many reviews.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it'd be easy to beat them out in reviews, and that does factor in. Village Electric has only got 35.
Yep.
I mean, you're so close, we can taste it.
Right. No, I'm very well aware with the way reviews work too. So I just recently signed on with Jobber.
So I use Jobber as my invoicing, billing, you know, scheduling and everything else. And then one of the cool features with them is they do review reminders. And what I do is I send my review links to every customer through the invoice.
Perfect.
I will give them the link so that they can click on it while they look in their email, so they can see the review and then fill out the review from there. If they don't do it at that time, I do follow-ups every day, for 2 or 3 days, after a job's completed, and I send out another, review link stating, hey, listen, you know, we're glad that, you know, you were working with us. We wanted to make sure that everything that was done to your satisfaction. By the way, we noticed that we didn't get a review from you. Here's a review link, yada, yada, yada. Because again, another local electrician are aware of, how good, the reviews do for businesses, especially right now where everybody buys online. So we're both going to try taking the cake when it comes to getting reviews in the local area.
You got it. Now, I wanted to add, kind of come back to you. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago that you and another electrician were in cahoots. Do you mean that you're sharing jobs back and forth? If you can't take them, he can, vice versa?
Yes, essentially.
Awesome. That's a great way to grow. Good for you.
So I'll be brief. So I've been with this group of electricians on Facebook for 12 years. They've opened up a few different pages, you know, whatever. A couple of them were fun ones. A couple of them were serious ones, you know, ask questions about electrical code. Here's examples of bad electrical installations and examples of good electrical installations. Well, one of the group members opened up a few years ago a business page for electricians. And this business page is strictly and purely for business. There's no trolling. There's no coming in here and, you know, talking bad about other people. It's like, hey, listen, I have a business question. They ask a question, and then people start answering, giving them real answers, not fake answers, to, you know, make somebody's business set out.
Right. Wow. That's powerful.
Right. And on top of that, we also now have, we have other services. So there's companies in there that offer website development, SEO services. There's businesses in there that are business consulting services. So they will manage your business. And then there's 8,000 electrical companies across the U.S. So this electrician that I'm in cahoots with, I actually showed him this Facebook group, and I was like, hey, listen, I was like, you know, he didn't seem like he was doing bad, but I just figured I'd give him the insight and say, listen, you know, maybe this will help you. If we both do good, then we can both kind of, you know, take over the area, without stepping on each other's toes, because we both do service the same areas. So I showed him this business, and he increased his sales, I think, 20% in a couple of months. And he was
That's
able to
amazing.
Increase his, he increased his rates, realizing how much that he could charge extra based on the numbers that he didn't have prior, through this group. So he was able to increase his rates and increase his sales, by like 20%. So his, you know, monthly would have, I couldn't even say $5,000 to $20,000 extra a month or something for whatever he picked up on that.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you guys. I really love what you're doing. I mean, I love what you're doing personally for your business and as a business, but everything else that you're involved in too is fantastic. So
that's only the small part of it. I do work with my town. I teach at a school, and I'm involved with the local tech school I went to, so I can help train young kids to become electricians.
Oh, man, it is so needed. You know, people are not going into the trades anymore, and it's sad. I mean, I grew up in the trade lifestyle. I mean, I've got brothers and sisters and cousins that were or are roofers, carpenters, whole house builders. There are, let me see, 3 electricians in our family, my dad, his dad. Anyway, I come from a long line of trades. And people are just not going into it anymore, and they're missing out. They really are. I mean, they're good, solid businesses, and if handled right, you know, you get good results like you're getting. So now, the local map programming, too, I should mention, for that, we actually close off a 50-mile radius around home base for you for that category, so for the category of electrician. So what that means is inside that 50-mile radius, will never work with any of your competitors to promote them into that map section on the first page.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me get you some pricing. I was actually just kind of looking this over, make sure I had everything in there. So if we went with Google Guaranteed and the local map programming, let me just take a peek. So let me get the retail page up here. And then because you're under 5 years in business, I can apply some credits to get you off of retail. So let's see what we got. So I should mention to you, everything is month to month. We don't do contracts, even for the Google Guaranteed. Now the Google Guaranteed, there is, takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get verified and certified. I've seen it happen in as little as two, but I wouldn't count on it. I'd count on the 4 to 8 just to be sure. And then the local map programming takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you up there, and that you've already got some progress and you've already got your GDP. That might be faster too. I think that'll accelerate your timeline. And especially the area that you're in. So, pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't add taxes or click fees or call fees. Now, obviously on the Google Guaranteed, if you decide you want to bump that up, then of course you'll have the charges accordingly. But, so let me see. To get started with everything we were just talking about, the Google Guaranteed and the local map programming, looks like your retail's coming up at 1138, but let me put your new in business credits in here. And that's going to get you down to 698. Did that do it right? It did. It lobbed off 50%. Okay. I guess it pays to be under 5 years in business, James. That's a big discount. So how the fees break down, just so you know what goes where. $250 of that is an application fee for Google Guaranteed, one time only, non-refundable. So that's included in the $698. A one-time setup fee of $99, covering the map programming and the Google Guaranteed setup. And it actually, it looks like you're eligible for an upgrade at no cost too. So, man, it threw the whole thing at you. So you're also eligible for $100 a month in Facebook ads, already included every single month. And so those ads, we would target them. So we can target in on, oh gosh, income level, age range, interests, kids, area code, zip code, all kinds of different ways that we can really stretch that $100 in ads. So yes, what we do is we purchase basically a block of credits on Facebook, $100 every month for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we write and target those ads so that they show in front of your preferred clientele and not so much in front of people who maybe aren't going to buy, depending on your ideal demographic. And then those ads seed in front of them as they're scrolling through Facebook, one. But also, with that buying shift that we were talking about, people trying to keep their business local, they've turned to Facebook to find those goods and services. So Facebook put in all the things in place so that businesses could take advantage of that. One of the really cool things that I love about the Facebook portion is the retargeted ads. Are you familiar with those, James? Perfect.
Yeah, when I opened up my business account on Facebook, mm-hmm. I did use the ads for some time to kind of play with it and see how it worked.
Right.
So I do know how the, like you'd mentioned, you can change settings, you can, you know, choose to target people's ages or demographics or anything like that. So I do know that they do have it set up that way. As far as anything else goes, I didn't dig too deep into it, at the exception of just kind of playing with it and seeing what, you know, options are there. So if I needed to use more ad services, then I would be able to go through Facebook as well.
Yeah, well, and I mean, this is, it's already included, so we got you covered there, and doesn't cost you anything additional. And then, so we write the ads, run them, manage them. All you have to do is collect the incoming clients that come from it. And then the retargeted ads are cool too. So if anyone is searching for electrician, they'll have your ad following them around on their feeds. And those ads, when they just show in front of people, don't cost you anything against that $100 in ad credits. It's free branding and free recognition. So the only time it costs against that $100 is when they click through to call you. So when they actually click on the ad. And by then, they've usually seen you a handful of times in the retargeted ads. And it almost lulls them into a sense of, oh, I know these people already. Oh, and they've got good reviews. And, oh, well, I need to get this taken care of. I'm just going to click and call them. And those click-throughs are only, on average, about 50 cents. So $100 in highly targeted Facebook ads goes a really long ways. I mean, especially since we're not putting them in front of the people who aren't going to buy. So that with this, then we've got we'd have a multi-layer effect. You'd have the local map section locked down. You'd have some advertising on Facebook every month, bringing some leads in there. And then, of course, the Google guaranteed, where the leads only go to you. So recurring, now, excuse me, your 261 minimum on the Google guaranteed, you wouldn't have to pay until the approval process is done. So nothing out there until that's all done. So recurring is going to be, just look, got to add these back up again now that I kind of a la carted things for you here. Just based on what you were telling me. There we go. Okay. So, and it looks like then, other than once you're approved for Google Guaranteed, you'd have the recurring lead fees. But otherwise, your recurring monthly would only be $2.99.
Okay. And that's for what you've been talking about inclusively after the first month?
Yeah, exactly. So just $6.98 to get in. And then your only recurring is the $2.99. This sounds like it's a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, honestly, actually, that does sound very promising. So I'm on a job site now. If you can you email me the information that you just talked about with the numbers that you just mentioned?
And
I will reconnect with you, if not later today, tomorrow. And
you
potentially
bet.
Set up something to start on going forward with this with Friday, if it looks good.
Sounds good. I will put that together for you. I'll also text you my direct contact info. My name again is Gail.
Yep.
If I did. Okay, cool. So
yep,
I'll text
you
my contact. Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll put this all together for you and email it to you and then text you my contact information and look forward to talking with you, and hopefully we can get you set up. I think this is going to be great. It's actually kind of exciting. I think the way you're running your business is amazing, and I think this takes you to next level for sure.
Yeah, it's a little unorthodox, but with the way things have been going lately, again, the guy that I work with closely, me and him are kind of setting up the same business model, so we're hoping that the change will be colorful for most people, so they'll like the new change.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I mean, I really do. I talk to contractors across the country all day, every day, and it's rare, honestly, that I come across somebody who is as well put together as you are and James Smith from Electric. I love it, and truly, in this day and age, you do need to think a little bit out of the box, and you do need to do things a little bit differently in order to succeed. And I think you guys found the key for sure. Pretty cool.
Right. Well, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. All right, James, I will let you back to your day. I need an email address from you. That would be quite
sure. It's on the website, but it's MatsonElectric20. And that's at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. I will put that together and send it over to you in just a little bit.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. You bet. We'll talk to you this afternoon, James. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.